Anthony.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is May 13th. It's 7:05. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Also, our chat room's open, and Angel is already on there. Good morning, Angel. And she is an angel of the morning. You don't want me to sing that. Bad Bob's here, but he's in the other room doing his engineering things. So Just Bob's with us. Good morning, Just Bob.
Good morning, Carl.
So what was happening in the news? Never mind, I'll cover that. So Just Bob is one of our newest employees, even though he's got 843 years in radio. He doesn't look a day over 500. Trust me. Linda's not here. Linda's on assignment. She was had a great show last night. She's doing things this morning because there's a lot of stuff going on tomorrow, and we're going to talk about that. Guests today are going to be talking about charter cities, even though I see that in the paper that the charter city guys voted yesterday from right here in Reading, that the charter cities believe that they spend enough time on it. And that the decision is going to have to be left up to the city council. Well, it just so happens today we've got a gentleman I believe is going to be calling in about charter cities. And that was set up before this thing happened, of course. But they're saying is that the 10-member charter committee is split about whether the city council should spend more time looking into a city charter. And following a two-hour debate on it, or final rules, they voted 5-5 to push it to the city council without a decision. So, but they are going to give them also about a 20-page chart listing the pros and cons of a charter and pages of staff reports and public testimony. And as Janice said, Roger Janice, who was the leader there, said that this really is the council's decision. And guess what? It really is. Every time the council puts together a committee or a group, to do something, it adds 4 or 5 months, and it ends up going back to them anyway. And then they have to make the decision, and then later on they change it, which is what happened with REU. With REU, it was a 6-month decision. What should we do to change? Now, they did implement something, so I can't say that it was all bad or was all for nil. But people sure put a lot of work in for not a lot of action at the end. Okay, what else are we going to be talking about? They were going to be talking about the send-off, the honors that the North State and Reading paid to Sergeant Preston Dennis. I say sergeant because he was promoted posthumously to the rank of sergeant, and I understand as he will be awarded the Bronze Star. It was just a rumor going around the Patriot Guard yesterday. But I want to talk to you about that. I'm talking to you about how proud of you, of our city, of our people that I am after what I witnessed yesterday. But we're going to take a quick break first. Carl and Linda Bott. It's May 13th. It's 7:09 in the morning. It's going to be a good day. We'll do the weather when we get back. And this is Free Fire Radio.
Is better on the river. Over $100,000 guaranteed cash plus $5,000 free slot play given away every month. Join us Sunday, May 15th for our 18-year anniversary celebration. Paper only cost $18 and could get you $1,800. Plus, you could be one of 18 lucky winners to win $100 in cash just for playing bingo. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to WinRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Join us in celebrating 18 amazing years at Wind River Casino and play in our $18,000 guaranteed in cash and prizes two-day slot tournament on Friday, May 13th and Saturday, May 14th at 6 o'clock. Double your chances to win and buy into both tournaments. Just $25 to buy in to win your share of $18,000 cash. This tournament will sell out fast. Buy in now at the River Club. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
10-8 four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, FiveStarBank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, I'm going to bang that drum all day. It's a Friday. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 712. It's Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. May the 13th. Friday the 13th. Uh-oh. Friday the 13th. Well, so far, well, what can I say? It's one of our... One of our satellite receivers just had a little hiccup here that we're over there replugging it in. Hey, today's weather is going to be good, though. Mostly sunny. It's going to be a high of 79. Right now it's 50 degrees. Mostly sunny with a high near 79. Calm winds becoming south between 7 and 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. But come tomorrow, my friends, toward the end of the day, it looks like we're going to have some new rainfall. Saturday night, showers, Sunday showers, and possibly a thunderstorm, high near 57. So get prepared for the weekend. Monday, it'll be still be cloudy, but it, maybe the rain will have blown across. But no, I was looking at long range, is looking a little rainy next week. But today is going to be good. Hey, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Tonight, Rick Hill is going to be up there. You're going to need reservations. When during music nights, and that's 474-5546. 474-5546. And of course, they have great brunch and dinners at Anselmo's, just a short way out of Palo Cedro. Now, let's talk about yesterday and Sergeant Dennis. The day started kind of strange, and I got on my bike and heading on down to McDonald's to the chapel down there. As I'm driving by Shasta Regional, there's a motorcycle down in a car underneath a car bumper, and the rider Stephen Williams apparently was riding his motorcycle north on East Street when a car attempted to turn left from Yuba Street onto East Street, and didn't see the motorcycle and hit Williams. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is, that's the second time, my friends, in a week that drivers did not see the rider. And those bikes all have lights on. And I saw the bike. It's a red bike. Not a no, not a dark red. I mean, not a, you know, a very red bike, but it was still a red bike. So, you know, luckily, Mr. Williams was not injured severely. He was injured, but he was able to call his wife. Found that out from another rider that was there. Then from there, I went down to McDonald's. And the Patriot Guard and the Missing in America Project, American Legion riders were lined up, well over 100 of them, with their flags. And, you know, I would say the vast majority, 95%, didn't know Sergeant Dennis, but were there to pay homage to him. People coming up from Chico, riding up from Chico, other places. The procession, when it left McDonald's, went up to Cypress. I'm sorry, not Cypress, but what's the road that heads on out toward Whiskey Town? Eureka. Went out Eureka, and people were lining the streets. I mean, hundreds of people were lining the streets as the procession went forward. And I'm not talking about just a few. I'm not talking about some. I'm talking hundreds. And then when the procession got to Bonaventura and then took a left, went up the hill, people all along that road went to Placer, got to Placer, and then headed toward Igo. And people along the road, at corners, at intersections, any place that people could gather, they were there, and there were flags along the route. People were waving were saluting, hands over their hearts as we were going by. This was a long procession. And you're thinking, this is wonderful. This is the North State. This is Redding paying homage, honors to their hero. And we hit Grant School. And I cannot tell you, my friends, I cannot even begin to describe to you 600 kids up against that fence. And they weren't. I mean, they were crowded up against that fence. Flags flying, waving. You know, they had signs saying honor. I mean, at that point, up to then, everything, I was riding okay. And then all of a sudden, it got misty right there. It got misty. Then we continued up through the small town of Igo. And that small school at Igo, all of their kids were out on both sides of the roads. Flags, saluting, hands over their hearts, signs. I just can't begin to tell you the outpouring of respect and love Sergeant Dennis was given yesterday from the people in Redding in the surrounding area. And then, of course, up to the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. Hundreds and hundreds of people were up there to pay their final respects, which were done magnificently by the U.S. Army Honor Guard. There were bagpipes. His family was there, his wife, Heather, a young woman, I believe, is 21. He was 23. It was his second tour in Afghanistan, Sergeant Dennis. Anyway, I wanted to share that with you. I wanted to share that with you because to let you know of what the North State and how the North State said goodbye to our hero, and also to remind people is that they're out there. They're out there all the time. In the month of April, 56 other heroes were killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. 56 others besides Sergeant Dennis. We need to remember all of them. We need to remember those that are out there right now. Many of the writers and many of the people I talk to, many of the people that come up to me just to say hello, they've all got one thing in common, a son, a daughter, a nephew, somebody is in harm's way. And that's what we have to remember, my friends. We've got them in harm's way. We put them there. We put them in harm's way through our decisions. I'm not saying whether it's good or bad. You know, Iraq finished right. We won there. We're getting ready to leave. Afghanistan has been boiling up, as you know. But we need to have a clear guidance on where, or a clear decision on where that one's going, on where that one's going to end up. As I say again, Sergeant Dennis, you're the hero. You're our hero. May you rest in peace. May your family gain peace. We're going to take a quick break here. This is Free Fire Radio.
For the 5-time Tony Award-winning Music Man, performed by Shasta High School's Outstanding Music Department. This beloved family musical will be held May 4th through May 7th and May 12th through May 14th at the beautifully restored David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way in Reading. All performances begin at 7 p.m. Tickets may be purchased at the Cascade Box Office by calling 530-243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. All performances begin at 7 p.m. That's Music Man, presented by Shasta High School.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
On Sundays, it's the Don Shulman Show, featuring you and your money. Sports talk, bridal talk, senior talk. Take me along on Sundays, we'll have some prizes. The chat room will be open, and we'll be there talking about subjects that affect you. How to save money, and how to do the things you need to do to make your life better and easier. See you on Sundays, 11 to 1, only on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bob. Linda's on assignment this morning, 7:23 in the morning, May the 13th, Friday the 13th. Anybody having a bad day today? Well, you know what? I don't know what to say except one of our receivers just kind of came in and started flashing us this morning. I don't mean flashing in a good way. That's where Bad Bob is right now, is flashing it back, which is a little scary. President Obama's health care plan, which is under attack and has been since the beginning. His main idea, though, for getting quality health care at less cost became deep in jeopardy Wednesday after key medical providers called his administration's initial blueprint so complex it's unworkable. About a month ago, the administration released a long-awaited draft regulations for accountable care organizations, networks of doctors and hospitals that could collaborate to keep Medicare patients healthier. And the overhaul envisioned quickly setting up hundreds of such networks. But unusually, in an unusual rebuke, an umbrella group representing premier organizations like the Mayo Clinic and many others, saying that 90% of its members, 90% of its members, say that again, 90% of its members would not participate because the rules are written so onerous it would be nearly impossible for them to succeed. What have we been saying? We have had four or five different doctors on here, ones from healthcare systems, doctors saying, we don't know what this means. They're making assigned things that make no sense. 15 pages. They can come in and check, and it, only thing it does is cut back the time. Now, this, I'm talking heart surgeons, general practitioners, dermatologists, you name it, optometrists, ophthalmologists. It cuts back the amount of time they can spend with their patients. Then they've got to keep track. My brother-in-law, I have two brother-in-laws that are doctors. One is an ophthalmologist. One works in pain control, has a clinic in Sacramento, a big clinic. They have to hire people, you know, nurses. We're talking medical professionals just to enter all the information. You can't just enter it like you used to and just use codes. Now you have to understand what the medical jargon is. Now you have to understand, you know, exactly what they mean, because it's become so difficult. And as Donald Fisher, president of the American Medical Group Association, which represents nearly 400 large medical groups around the country, providing care for roughly 1 in 3 Americans, it's not just a simple tweak, it's a significant change that needs to be made. So they're worried they're going to be left holding the bag for losses. The government has designed things so there is no easy way to tell which patients are part of the program, and there's no reliable way to adjust for patients who are sicker and require closer follow-up and more expensive treatments. The government trying to run your health care. Think about this, my friends. Think about this. And now you've got the healthcare associations are saying, wait a minute, this thing is so hard, we can't do it. But let's just rush in and implement it. Let's just rush in and implement this thing, and then for decades try to fix it. Yeah, I don't think so. This is just the first salvo. There was another one, I believe, that came out today. This came out yesterday. I didn't get a chance to get to it. There was another one that came out today saying about the same thing, saying this thing is totally hosed. Go back to the drawing board. Okay. Oh, I've got like 3 minutes left. That just kind of makes me feel good to see that people are finally starting to wake up and say, hey, wait a minute. This healthcare thing is just a little bit more important than let the government take care of. Hey, you remember that, the theft or the alleged theft that happened out at Sycamore Elementary? And then that the librarian was accused and they said there's going to, you know, but we need to probe this and we can't just use, you know, people from inside the institution because it's got to be done correctly. You know, $13,000 worth, approximately $13,000 worth of stuff allegedly was embezzled or taken. Well, the Reading School District then spent $76,378 this year on the investigation into those thefts. It was paid out over 4 months from January to April to a group from Sacramento, Crony, Moskowitz, Tiedemann, and Gerard of Sacramento. And when they asked the district trustee president, Denise Jurgensen, about it, she said, well, she really kind of expected to spend $15,000 to $20,000 because to find out what really was going on. She said the investigation was expensive but useful. I think it was a necessary expense in order to alleviate a lot of confusion, a lot of fear, and a lot of misconceptions. Is it cost effective? I don't know. Well, let's talk about that one for a minute I have left. $76,000, Denise, about a $13,000 embezzlement. And you're saying is that couldn't have been handled by somebody in town here, that somebody in town wasn't going to be, you know, they weren't going to be fair. And that, you know, if you look at it, there's another, you know, when they did the Anderson Fire Chief thing, 1,000 pages there, I think cost like a third of this for that report. This was a 60-page report we got out of this. And see, what does that come out to? It's like, what, $1,000? No, it was probably like $500 a page, something like that. And what they come up with is that we're not sure what happened. We're not sure if it happened or not. Anyway, everybody wanted to talk to investigators. Well, I wonder why that was. The principal of the school got into it, said that she was being treated unfairly. It just goes on and on. I love it. How much time we got here, just Bob?
30 seconds.
Okay, we got 30 seconds left. Hey, when we come back, we've got the Gem Show here. We're going to talk to them a little bit. But then we've got many other things to talk about. How about Stillwater? How about Ron Paul? How about the House cutting money for body scanners? Yeah, I want to talk about that one. It's Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio. It is 7:30 in the morning on Friday the 13th. What's your day going like? What's your day going like today? It's Friday the 13th. Join us after these messages.
From the Fox Business Network, higher food and gasoline prices driving up retail inflation last month. Consumer prices up 0.4%, coming in line with expectations. Now, the core number, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, was up just 0.2%. Again, that matched estimates. The Federal Reserve watches the core number closely. It serves as a guide when the central bank makes policy decisions. Fed officials say higher food and gas prices won't have a long-term effect on inflation, though they did cut first-quarter economic growth. Internet bellwether Yahoo under pressure today. Yahoo says it was not informed until recently about the ownership transfer of an online payment unit of China-based Alibaba Group. Investors place a great deal of value on Yahoo's stake and relationship with the Chinese e-commerce giant. Yahoo owns a roughly 39% stake in the company. Yahoo says it continues to work closely with Alibaba to protect economic value for all interested parties. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Micro talks with a real Ford service technician about brakes.
Bob Loeb's here. Been working on Ford cars for, what is that, 27 years?
27 years.
How do I know when I need to get brakes done?
Well, when you have your car serviced, you're going to have your brakes checked. At that point, they can tell you where you're at.
Stop in for a free brake inspection and get a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
People love to talk about how fast a car can get from 0 to 55 or whatever.
Right.
I'm interested in how fast it can go from 55 to 0.
See participating California dealership or visit FordOwner.com for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 531-11.
Last call for the hottest deal at the coolest place in Reading.
Last call to purchase your early bird season passes on sale now for summertime fun at Waterworks Park.
Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and up to 50% off the special event prices when you purchase your early bird season pass on sale now for only $44.95.
Sale ends Sunday, May 15th.
Get wet, get away. There's something here for everyone. Relax, enjoy the day, or you can take on the whitewater fun.
Last call. Sail in Sunday, May 15th. Order by phone. Order online at waterworkspark.com or slide by the park and order in person.
Waterworks Park, the coolest place in Reading.
Harrison's Marine and RV is your vacation specialist. The campgrounds are open, the lakes are full. It's time you got out and enjoyed our local attractions. Don't go away on vacation. At Harrison's Marine and RV, they're inviting you to stay and play with great savings on top-name boat and RV brands. Harrison's Marine and RV offers a large selection of travel trailers, toy haulers, and fifth wheels by top manufacturers. And pontoon, ski, and family boats. It's time to plan your summer. And with the savings right now at Harrison's Marine and RV, there's no reason to wait, especially deals like this. A brand-new 20-foot Bennington pontoon boat, only $199 per month on approved credit. Or a 21-foot travel trailer from Wildwood for only $189 per month on approved credit. Save today, vacation all year. And even with the cost of fuel, RVing and boating are up to 61% less than other vacations. Harrison's Marine and RV, your vacation specialist, I-5 and Oasis. Stay and play with Harrison's Marine and RV.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. It's Friday the 13th. 7:34. It looks like it's about 52 degrees out. There's going to be a great day. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You can start playing that music anytime there. It's Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's the greatest coffee in the world. Just Bob just loves music. He just likes to let it just play on. Takes care of people. Get other people calling. Other people calling there. I saw Joe and Shelley out at the services yesterday. They were there holding a large flag. That doesn't surprise me because Joe and Shelley, who own Tobacco and Brew, love this community. They give discounts to veterans there. The finest coffee and espresso, Joe's, and of course, everything you could want in tobacco accessories, including the greatest humidor in the walk-in humidor in the North State or in the state of California. That's a Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, we've got people on the phone here. Linda, good morning.
Well, I'm not just people, honey.
Well, you're my people. Hi, honey. On assignment.
Well, I want to make sure. Well, yes, I am on assignment because I'm waiting for number two, the service people for air conditioning unit number two. This is a problem when you have a 60-year-old house or something like that. You know, it's right when you need it. You know. So anyway. Coming to the rescue, we have service people, and you know there's those windows that you have to wait around. But I wanted to remind everyone that tomorrow night at the Anderson Veterans Hall, it's the VSO tribute show, $10 cover charge. This is a great going to be a great night for those of you who are on a budget. You want to do something to support the veterans. All the proceeds are going to go to support the Veterans Public Art Project. And, of course, the $10 will get you food, but the drinks are for sale at the Anderson. It's the Anderson Veterans Hall. $10 cover charge. You'll get I'm going to be singing. Joe Catania is going to be singing. And there's going to be a wonderful musical tribute to the armed forces. And I'm talking, you know, the horns, the saxes, I think it's about, I don't know, 15 pieces, and then 22 with the choir. So you're going to get that wonderful tribute feeling to our armed forces, and that's tomorrow night, $10. It starts at 5:30, so come on out and join us.
We're going to have a great time.
We're going to have a great time.
We are. We're going to have a great time. I've got people wanting to know what happened in court yesterday. I'm just going to say this, is that she was given a court date.
Right. I was given a court date.
Given a court date. But when we've got the highest hopes here with the court date.
I am not going to go into it until after that date. I just want to go before a judge and plead what the situation was, and that's all I want to talk about. But after my date, you guys will I'll tell you, I'll go into detail, because you know I pretty much just say it like it is.
Uh-huh. Okay, hon. Well, thanks for calling in. We miss you.
All right, everybody, have a happy Friday the 13th.
Well, you know, we're working at it. We've had it's going to be interesting, that's for sure. It's going to be a busy weekend.
All right.
Why'd you turn me off?
I'll see you later.
Why'd you turn me off? Huh? No, just tell me why you turned me off.
I didn't turn you off.
Somebody turned me off. Okay, we're back on. Okay. Just Bob. You know, poor Just Bob. I'm just going to make his life miserable until he becomes Dead Bob.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thanks, son.
I'm putting out flyers right now for the show tomorrow night until the heating and air conditioning people come.
All right.
That's when I'm an assignment. You know, I'm one of those obnoxious flyer putter-uppers.
Yeah, just go around and find cars to put them on. All right. We love you.
Bye.
All right. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we got the gem lady, Kelly O'Leary. And this is going to be great.
Seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2011 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 25th.
This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a special gift in their goodie bags at the door, and shoppers save an additional 15% with your Macy's card. Visit over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for three Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. Vendors include A Brand New Day, Ray Tegerstrand's Orthopedics, Mercy Medical Center, Advanced Imaging, Medical Home Care Professionals, Shasta County Veteran Services, and MD Imaging. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory Equipment, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. The 2011 Spring Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 25th at 8 a.m. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR. Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life, brought to you by National University. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals. Join me as I explore current research and local resources that will help you and your family reach their full potential. Psych Talk, every Saturday at noon, right here on KCNR 1460.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's 7:42 in the morning. It is Friday the 13th, and yes, so far it has been. Just little things. We're not going to mention them right now. Just we're getting blinking signs from some of our equipment. That's okay. Everything's working, though. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. That's Dish Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call Doug Tooley at 244-1988, 244-1988. He's a local guy. He does great work. He guarantees his work. The money stays in town. And if you've got a question, you can just call him. You don't end up into another hemisphere or maybe even another solar system. 244-1988, Doug Tooley. Our guest, and you're not going to believe this. She was born on Friday the 13th, alas. And there she is. Her name's Kelly O'Leary. And what is she here to talk about? Is she just going to be a little leprechaun jumping around here in the studio? No. She's going to be talking about baubles and shiny things. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Yes, I am going to talk about baubles and shiny and sparkly things. It's our 75th annual California Federation Mineralogical, try to say that fast three times, show and convention out at the Shasta County Fairgrounds. It's the first time ever in Shasta County to have a federation show here. We normally have a gem show this time of year, small show, and this is a federation show. We are going to have museums bring in displays from Los Angeles, San Francisco, and even Oregon, a special Ice Age display. You've got to come see this 8.5 foot tall cave bear skeleton, the entire skeleton, 70,000 year old skeleton from Siberia. So there's over 100 other displays coming from Oregon, Washington, Southern California, competition. We have special petrified wood display that's unlike anybody has ever seen in the North State. Speakers, demonstrators. We're going to have the Shasta Miners and Prospectors coming to do gold panning for us. So come on out and have fun.
Well, it sounds like a good time. Let me see what kind of things you got here. Besides, we have some tickets to give away. Right? And that's going to be starting tomorrow. Oh, it starts today.
Today.
In fact. So we're going to, first person to call 605-4567, you're going to get a set of tickets that are good for any of those days, right?
Yes.
Today, tomorrow, or the 15th to the Northern California Treasures Gem Show. So 605-4567. You want to go to the gem show? Go there. What you can do, guys, is find those things that look like diamonds that aren't, buy a few, and just really impress your wife here. You know, it's getting ready to be summer. See if you can't pick up a little something. I have jewelry and jewelry supplies. Oh, we've got a winner here. So, how about that? A lot of people listen here. A lot of our people. So, okay. Now, what are great things? Other great things are happening here, Kelly.
Well, actually, we're going to have a silent auction, which is lots of fun. You can bid on different rocks and minerals that are up there for you to bid on, and usually you can get some great, great buys for 50 cents or a dollar, some petrified wood or obsidian and all kinds of fun minerals. We're going to have demonstrators. We're going to have people actually making beads. People are going to be polishing stones, like I mentioned before, the gold panning, and a couple other demonstrations out there. We're going to have a black light display. We're going to have a raffle for cash and lots and lots of prizes. Free door prizes for people every half hour. And we have lots of dealers out there this time, too. We're going to have like 60 to 70 dealers selling things like dinosaur bone, fossils, minerals, jewelry, gems, all kinds of gemstones, beads, supplies. We have equipment people here this time, all kinds of beautiful, unusual stones, things that you don't see everywhere. We have turquoise, tourmaline, opals, jade, sapphires.
So this is the only place you're going to see all this.
Yes,
absolutely. By the way, John, you won the tickets. Congratulations. You can go today, tomorrow, or Sunday. So, yeah. This is kind of like this is it's a big thing. It's been going on for how many years?
This is the 75th annual Federation Show
state
of California. We have never had it in Shasta County before.
Okay. But we've had a gem show here before.
Yes, we have a gem show, and the next one will be in October, small show.
But this is the 75th Federation Show, anniversary of the Federation. So that's cool. That's a big thing.
That's a very, very big thing. Yes.
Okay. Well, Kelly, how's your day been going, Friday the 13th?
Actually, it's a fabulous day. It's my lucky day, Friday the 13th.
So you were born Friday the 13th.
Yes, I was. So it's a great day. It's going to be beautiful out there at the fairgrounds and going to have lots of fun. So want everybody to come out and enjoy the day. We'll have food out there and all kinds of good stuff.
I think you will. I think it sounds like a great time. So everybody head on out there to the Shasta District Fairgrounds, the Northern California Treasures. You got two more tickets there?
We have five tickets to give away this morning.
Okay. Next person calls gets three tickets. First person got two tickets. Next person that calls between now and 8 o'clock, we'll give you three tickets to the Northern California Treasures. It's today, tomorrow, and Sunday, 605-4567. 605-4567, and you get tickets. We give away free tickets here. You know, when we first started this, I said, I don't know if we're going to give away tickets, but we give away tickets. It's good. You know, it's free. And it helps people, gets people out. They tell their friends about it. Okay, 605-4567 for three tickets to the Northern California Treasures Gem Show. What else?
Well, the other thing I wanted to mention, that even if you don't win the free tickets, it's only $4 for adults, $3 for seniors, $2 for students, and children 12 and under are free. So bring the family down, have a great time, spend the entire day. We're there from 9 to 5, Friday and Saturday, and 10 to 4 on Sunday.
Cool. Glad to hear it. Okay, Kelly O'Leary. I love that name. You're not Irish, are you?
No.
No, I didn't think so. Okay, we have a winner then, Just Bob? Okay. Brett, it looks like. Brett Spears, Brett won the three tickets. Now, the way you pick up tickets is, of course, come down to KCNR. Oh, no, we're not. How are we going to do that?
We're going to have the names at the Will Call booth at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. So okay. They can just come right up to the
Just go to
booth.
Fairgrounds, go to Will Call, and we're going to give Kelly those names so that she will have them and put them down. Your tickets are waiting down at Will Call. You can do it today, Saturday, or Sunday. Super. Okay, Kelly, thank you very, very much for stopping by.
Thank you.
And I hope
so
you have
much.
A great gem day.
Thank you. I will.
This is Carl Lundabad. It's 7:50 in the morning on Friday the 13th. Hey, we're going to come back. We've got a couple of different things we're going to be talking about. Stillwater, what about Ron Paul? Is he really going to run for president again? Isn't there an age limit? This is Free Fire Radio.
Crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Saturday, May 14th, kick off rodeo week with the Rodeo Association's annual steak feed at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Tickets are $12.50, pre-sale $15 at the door. Bank robbers, the lone stranger, and sidekick will be hiding their loot. You could win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those scoundrels. Wednesday, it's the street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. And Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. downtown. Thursday night starts the 63rd annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday events May 19th, 20th, and 21st are on sale now at the Reading Convention Center box office by phone at 225-4130 or online at readingconventioncenter.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action along with entertainment from the One-Armed Bandit, the Budweiser Clydesdales, Rodeo Barrel Man Crash Cooper, and of course, Bull Rider. Get your tickets at the Reading Convention Center box office now.
Hey, Linda. Let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hey, how about lunch with me on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday from 12 to 1, unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. Take a break, tune in, and join the conversation about politics, culture, and the conservative perspective. What happens nationally affects our state, our hometown, and our families. Call in and voice your opinion. Chances are, if it matters to you, it matters to a lot of people. The Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday from 12 to 1. Be there.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabot. Linda's on assignment, 7:53 in the morning, Friday the 13th. It looks like 50-something degrees. I can't read that. Is that 54 degrees? Okay, 54 degrees. Hey, we have some guests here that we are proud to have in our studio. Dennis Wells, state commander of the
Veterans of Foreign Wars,
BFW. Kanan Boswell, who's the adjutant of District 20. Okay. And Larry Sperlin, who is District 20 Chief of Staff. Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Carl.
So, Dennis, you're not up here every day.
No, I'm not. Actually, I've been up here a little more than normal. I just came through a couple of weeks ago with a national commander where we visited the post within the 20th District also. But usually once a year or twice a year we get up into each district, which is always a pleasure to meet with the troops. And
so what do you think about our district up here?
Actually, I really enjoy the area and the sort of kickback attitude of the populace, no rush-to-rush corridors and travel times. You sort of can lay back and fish and relax, and what I look forward to next year.
Oh, okay. Kanan, you're the state adjutant, and you're an Iraqi veteran, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, talk to us about what you think about our district here.
Well, we have a great district up here. We have a lot of young veterans, and we're really focusing on making it a family-oriented atmosphere at our post. For the district, hopefully we'll have some more events to get the community involved and you know, get the word out that we're here, and we're here to make a difference for veterans.
Okay, hang on. Can you turn around and just kind of close that? We have some rude people out there. Close that door. Yeah, thank you. Larry, any big events coming here with the BFW?
Well, we have always several things going. Right now we are...
Hang on for a second.
Oh, you're on. Yeah, right now we are planning for the deployment of the Ready National Guard unit. They're going to be deploying later in the year, towards the end of the year, to Afghanistan, going as a unit, which is kind of a special thing when they take a whole unit and deploy them. So we'll be having a good send-off for them before they go. We'll have our service officers in place so that we have the ability to take care of their needs and make sure they get their medical needs when they come home, their educational needs. We'll work through the Department of California to make sure the legislation is supported. So that's one of the bigger things that we have coming up pretty quick. We'll probably do that twice before they leave.
Okay. Kanan, what's the how are we doing on getting young veterans into the VFW?
Well, number one, we're giving them a responsibility. We're also helping get them in by offering them incentives, by offering them work experience with helping with the Veterans Service Office, and actually helping get veterans connected to their benefits, which also benefits the individual veteran because they learn about their benefits. That's a good way to get them. We also just got our Twitter and Facebook up, so that's another way we're trying to reach out and show that we're still hip with the young people. So
social media is the way to do it.
That's what we heard.
Email's too slow now.
It's way too slow.
Yeah,
gotta keep moving fast.
That's right. How old are you, Kanan?
I'm 27.
Yeah, well, that's what we need if you're going to have it survive. Dennis, what do you see as the biggest problem facing veterans?
Right now, the biggest problem, of course, is that if we don't get our membership continue to grow, which has really been a rough way, is that we're start losing some of our power with the congressional leaders. But the big thing also on that is the benefits that we gained over the last couple of years for the veterans of today. If we don't have that power, we're going to start losing that, and they will lose those benefits, such as the 21st bill or GI Bill for the 21st century, advance appropriation of the VA healthcare system that was long battles the last couple of years. And if numbers keep on declining, we could lose that.
But we're adding more and more potential enlistees into service organizations. I mean, every day. I mean, we've been fighting for 10 years now. And I don't know how many million people have cycled through the military, and most of whom have had at least had a tour over there or in that general area. I guess you have to get out to the younger ones and just say, hey, there's a lot of things that these organizations can do, can stand up for the rights that you deserve, that you've earned. And sometimes they don't know that. Sometimes they just want to walk away. So,
and I think that's where, you know, like Kanan said, the Twitter and that media is probably going to be a great gain on it.
Is somebody's phone going off here? You might want to turn that off since everybody can hear it. There you go.
I just want to add to that, you know, getting on Twitter, getting on Facebook, those are really nice things. But the main thing that we can get people involved with the VFW is to provide them with the benefits and make sure that they're coming back to a lifestyle that they can actually have time to go to a VFW, opposed to dealing with the dredges of life of getting into, you know, dealing with unemployment, dealing with all the issues that we're having of these guys coming back. So actually doing something to provide them with the services they need benefits us as in our membership.
Sure.
As well.
Okay, we're going to have to break for the news. I want you all to hang over the 5 minutes, and we'll come back and we'll finish up how they can get a hold of you all and some other things here. This is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The temperature is 54. The time is almost 8 o'clock, and it's Friday the 13th. What kind of day are you having? Are you surviving this, or are you just going to stay in bed? Join us after the news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Yet another Afghan official goes rogue. A cop opening fire on two NATO service members, killing them as they ate lunch. This just weeks after an Afghanistan military pilot killed 9 Americans at Kabul's airport. In Pakistan, the Taliban claiming responsibility for bombings at a Pakistan military training center, killing at least 80 people, calling it revenge for Osama bin Laden's killing. Now, bin Laden's three wives were captured in that raid, and the U.S. is talking to them. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
It's an important piece of unfinished business left over from the bin Laden raid, and now U.S. officials confirm that Pakistan has granted them access to the bin Laden widows. It's not clear how much information was gleaned. The widows were described as being unhelpful and hostile, but that was expected. Officials were hoping to learn some of the mechanics of how the compound operated and who visited it. On the bright side, though, the computers and other data that were seized from the compound are being called an intelligence treasure trove. Dave?
Mike, Ron Paul is doing it again.
I am a candidate for the presidency in the Republican Party primary.
Days after Newt Gingrich entered the 2012 race. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, Dave, the veteran Republican from the Texas Gulf Coast made it official in Exeter, New Hampshire. He says his libertarian views haven't changed.
Government isn't the solution. Government really has created the problem.
But he says America is moving his way, especially in the past couple of years. Despite his popularity with the Tea Party loyalists, many of the 75-year-old's views clash with social conservatives, like he's pro-choice on abortion and drug use. Dave?
Rich, the Democrats will lose another senator. Herb Kohl will not be up for re-election in Wisconsin in 2012. Thousands are packing up, fearing a big flood in Louisiana.
I just did all kind of work to my home, so I'm trying to get it all protected.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers may open a huge spillway as a relief valve on the rising Mississippi River to protect Baton Rouge and New Orleans, but flooding a lot of other areas in the process. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
To live life fully, you need to be able to manage your pain. At Safeway, we can help you do just that. At Safeway, you'll find the right relief with smart solutions like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. Count on us to deliver the relief that works best for you, so you can live your life and enjoy your plans. Even better, you can find selected Advil and Thermacare products on sale now at Safeway. Get the relief you want so you can really live. Use these products as directed.
We're mid-sized businesses.
The engines of a smarter planet.
We want to get more from our data.
While paying less to store it.
That's why we need innovative, cost-effective data storage solutions.
Like the IBM StoreWise V7000. It can simplify storage management.
And improve application performance by up to 200%.
Solutions starting at $1,250 per month for 36 months. Learn more at ibm.com/engine/storage. Prices subject to change by IBM without notice.
Libya is on the White House's agenda. President Obama is today meeting with the NATO leader, Anders Fogh Rasmussen, and Libyan opposition leaders are also at the White House for talks with U.S. officials. It's another tense day in Syria.
Another Friday, day of prayers and protests, with Syrian tanks at the ready to continue to crush anti-government protesters deployed throughout many cities and towns in Syria. It's difficult to independently verify eyewitness accounts. The Syrian government is not granting visas to journalists, and the very few in the country are finding it very dangerous to report. Activists are posting videos of the bloodletting and brutality on sites like YouTube. In this post, a wounded woman and her child are caught up in the crossfire as others try to help them. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
The countdown clock is ticking for NASA again, prepping another attempt to launch the space shuttle Endeavour. The first launch was scrubbed because of an electrical failure that NASA's Jeff Spaulding says is fixed.
I just want to say that I am really proud of our teams working so hard over the last couple of weeks.
Now, the launch is set for Monday for Endeavour's final mission. For years, researchers have been searching for a cure for cystic fibrosis. But a high school kid in Canada might have beat them to it in a science project.
16-year-old Marshall Zhang's an 11th grader in the Toronto area and competing in the 2011 Sanofi Aventis BioTalent Challenge. He used a supercomputer to find a new drug combination that shows potential in treating cystic fibrosis, a deadly genetic disorder that causes thick mucus to build up in the lungs and other body parts. Using computer simulations, Zhang figured out how two promising new drugs could act against a defective protein causing the condition. Not only did he take the top prize in the contest, but Zhang's invited to continue his work helping a researcher at a Toronto hospital. Sal Giangrasso, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, we're seeing stocks drop, the Dow down 47. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment with air conditioning. 8:05, Friday the 13th. Is your day starting off okay? Mine's starting off great. We've had a couple little things happen. You know, one of the satellite receivers keeps winking at us, and we keep winking back, so it's working. Our guest with us for the next few minutes are Dennis Wells, the state commander of the Veterans of Foreign War, and Kanan Boswell, who is the adjutant for District 20, and Larry Sperlin, who is the District 20 Chief of Staff, and is soon going to be working with the Cemetery Committee, I believe, out at IGO. Did y'all have a chance to attend yesterday's send-off for Sergeant Dennis?
I was able to be on the route up by Grant School. And
Grant School, was that something?
Just brought a tear to my eyes.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Driving through, when we were riding through there, I was saying, oh, those little kids there. It was just beautiful, just beautiful. And it was, you know, a right thing to do. Okay, we talked about some things that, you know, that are facing veterans, and we're talking about programs. How do people get a hold of y'all?
Well, for the district, we can get we can be reached by email at VFWCA, all one word, dot district 20, that's spelled out district, and then 20, at yahoo.com. Or for the state, that's going to be at VFWCA.org.
Okay, and phone numbers? Do y'all have phone numbers that they could reach in town here?
Yeah, if you want to reach the district, you can call 530-776-7129. And also catch us on our Twitter, that's CAVFW District 20, same way as the email account.
Okay. Well,
and our state contact phone number, is, of course, it's long distance, but it's 916-449-8850.
And the website would be VFW what?
VFWCA.org.
Okay. The Obama administration has raised the specter of raising TRICARE fees for retired military under the age of, I think it's 55 and below. Or is it 62 and below? Anyway, it's 55 and below, I think. And the family from... $200-something or $300-something up $150, and for singles up another $100, something like that. Most of the organizations went along with that idea. What do you all think about that?
For the younger or working forces, yes, I can understand it more than the retirees that actually have retired is on Medicare.
I don't think they're going to touch those. But here's the thing that, and I guess I should just get right to what bothers me about it. They wanted to tie raises in it every year to the cost of how much, you know, the inflation of medical care, which is like 6.2%. In other words, tax 6.2% on to the TRICARE, you know, to what you pay on your, you know, your fee every year. And I think this is what's caused all the consternation and with people is that how can you add 6.2% on every year when the retirees in the military and Social Security are getting they're getting a 0% for cost of living. They said tie it to the cost of living, and then, you know, yeah, retirees and in the military will do their point, you know, do their part. But to tie it into something that's artificial, 6.2, when it has nothing to do with reality of how we live, I think was the big problem. I don't think any of the organizations went along with that.
You know, as far as benefits has been established and gone on, of course, we like to see it stay as it is, not to raise medical care, period. And I think our national commander said it best, if you don't want to give us the benefits for providing the freedom here in the States, then don't create an army.
I don't want to speak out of turn here. Generally speaking, if there's anything that's going to take money out of our veterans' pockets or make it harder on our veterans, the VFW is going to be opposed to that, and we're going to do our best. And President Obama told us at our national convention in, I believe it was Phoenix, Arizona, that he will not do anything that's going to take away from our benefits as they are now. So that's how my personal take on it.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens there, huh? You know, President Obama, I know it's hard to believe I may be saying this, but he has done a lot. He has put a lot of money into veterans programs, and more so than we have seen in the past. I'm not saying I agree with everything else he's done, by any means. But, I mean, he does things that I think are right. You know, we're right here trumping in it, and I think that's one of the things I've said for over a year. He has put more money into veterans programs than we've seen in the past. But it's still not enough. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you've got so many people coming home, men and women. You've got so many injuries that aren't being treated. You've got a 750,000 backup in the VA. Okay. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here today.
Any
last thoughts here? I don't mean it like last thoughts. You're going to fall off the chair. We don't do those things.
But okay, I'll
give you a last word here. Kanan?
I just want to thank you, everything you do for the veterans community here, Carl. Really appreciate that.
Well, you know what? We really got to stick together, because if we don't, they're just going to find ways, just like they do everything else. You know, everybody's got their own best ideas and best, you know, who do you support and all that. But we need to do what's right for our country and what's right for our veterans. I mean, you're absolutely right. If we're not willing to send them, if we're not willing to take care of them, why would we be willing to send them into combat? Okay, Dennis?
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity to be here to speak. Other thing I would like to leave is when you all see a veteran out there, take a little bit of time and say thank you and welcome home. We need to say that to our veterans, give them a feeling of actually being welcome back in the States.
Great. Okay. Yeah. And Larry?
I'd just like to kind of remind everybody out there that we have VFW posts in Red Bluff, Anderson, Redding, Round Mountain, Bernie, Weaverville, Hayfork. If we don't find you, certainly come and look for us.
In fact, at the Anderson VFW post tomorrow is where they're having a big shindig starting at 5:30 to raise money for the Shasta County Veterans Service Office mural. Linda's going to be singing there, George, Joe Catania. They're going to have 27 people singing patriotic songs, dance, you know, the whole thing. And that's right at the VFW Hall down in Anderson tomorrow at 5:30. Okay, thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you, Carl.
Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:12 in the morning on Friday the 13th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
Here's Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to Cars.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. Cars actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And, of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. The Veterans Public Art Project Committee has identified three unique submissions which will enhance our new facility and provide a clear veteran flavor for all to see. We are seeking to make these enhancements without taxpayer dollars and are asking for your help. The committee has arranged a fundraiser dinner at the Anderson Veterans Hall on East Center Street on May 14th at 5:30. The $10 cover charge will go toward funding the Veterans Public Art Project. Dinner will be available inside, as well as patriotic performances by a 27-piece ensemble and singing by Linda Bott and Joe Catano. So mark your calendars for Saturday, May 14th, to attend the Shasta County Veterans Service Office Public Art Project fundraiser at the Veterans Hall in Anderson. I'll see you there.
Here we go.
Linda Bach on the spot. Linda Bach on the spot.
Hey. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me right here on KCNR 1460 Thursday nights at 6 p.m. We're going to be talking about film, fashion, fun, what's hot and what's not. Or on the spot with Linda Bott. Thursdays here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you by Elegant Soul, the Mount Shasta Mall, Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, Dandelion Boutique. See you Thursday night.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, 8:16 in the morning, Friday the 13th. Having one of those days? Hey, well, I tell you what, this portion of the show is brought to you by somebody that doesn't ever have a bad day. That's Advantage Eye Care with Dr. Joseph Leah, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. He's been in Reading for over 20 years. On-site lab, glasses for the whole family, contact lenses, helps you with eyewear packages. It has 2-year warranties. I'm telling you what, Dr. Leah is the man to go to. You've got two eyes. Make sure they're in good shape. We use Dr. Leah. We're very, very happy we have. His phone number is 223-2325. That's Advantage Eye Care. Okay, people are saying, hey, when is a good time to call? Now. Now is a good time to call. Our caller from Southern California about Charter Cities, I think we've just dropped him off. So, you got a question about, Bin Laden? Give us a call. How about Ron Paul is running for office again? What do you think about that? Is that a good idea? He's, I think he's 72 years old. Maybe older than that. He did make his announcement he's going to run. So, you know, and he says, well, you know, it's time. It's time because now everybody agrees with me. Well, I'm not too sure. I think Ron also said he thought it was not a good idea to go after Bin Laden, that we could have arrested him with the Pakistani authorities and then worked our magic on him that way. However, this administration has said it would never use, enhanced interrogation methods. Another word for enhanced interrogation methods, you know, pouring water down somebody's nose. The question is they but they also said that they were going to close down Guantanamo Bay. They also said fix the economy and other things, and you know do away with that pesky Patriot Act, which they've done none of that. So I wouldn't, you know what, Bin Laden, I have a feeling that he would have had water poured up his nose eventually anyway. So anyway, Ron Paul is going to run. And they're talking also about, let's talk about Stillwater. I know you're out there someplace there, JRD. Stillwater, front page, considers Stillwater incentives. The Southwest Paper, USA, may want to buy up a third of the developable acreage in the park's first phase. And this is headlines on the Record Searchlight. And as it should be, you know, we lost the other company that was going to be in here. The Southern Aluminum Finishing Company said, oh, too bad, and we can't do that. We can't stay within our building budget, industry depression, blah, blah, blah. And so they're not. But Southwest Paper, they've been in the hunt for a while, but it looks like there's going to have to be some incentives for it. Things like taxes, things about, you know, the amount of land and how much it's going to cost. But a land for jobs deal could top $7 million for Southwest Paper. And that would be tied to the firm building a plant and hiring workers at 110% of the Shasta County median wage. And I think they said that also that it was a number of people were talking about, like over 100 people. We'll have to check about that. We got to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR 1460. It's 8:20 in the morning. We're back on schedule. It's 55 degrees on what's going to be a great day, Friday the 13th. All right, join me again after these messages.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Saturday, May 14th, kick off Rodeo Week with the Rodeo Association's annual steak feed at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Tickets are $12.50 pre-sale, $15 at the door. Bank robbers, the lone stranger, and sidekick will be hiding their loot. You could win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those scoundrels. Wednesday, it's the street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats, and Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. downtown. Thursday night starts the 63rd annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday events May 19th, 20th, and 21st are on sale now at the Reading Convention Center box office by phone at 225-4130 or online at readingconventioncenter.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action along with entertainment from the One-Armed Bandit, the Budweiser Clydesdales, Rodeo Barrelman Crash Cooper, and of course, Bull Rider. Get your tickets at the Reading Convention Center box office now.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460. 530-605-4567.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:23 in the morning on Friday the 13th. Good morning. Linda's on assignment. 55 degrees. Looks like it's going to be a good day today. It's going to get up to 79. Tomorrow is going to be okay in the beginning of the day, but toward the evening, start getting ready for showers and showers on Sunday. Hey, you know, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And tonight they're having Rick Hill up there. He's going to be singing, but you're going to probably need reservations. 474-5546. That's 474-5546. He puts on a great show, Rick Hill does. He's just really a great, great guitarist. Good food, good service. I should say great food and great service up there. Okay, going into all these different questions, we're getting through the chat room. Okay, let's talk about Bin Laden. Then we'll go into the city council, and we'll go back in Stillwater a little bit because I know some people are a little bit upset about the fact that a paper company is coming to town. You know, this isn't, I don't think this means a pulp mill, but we'll talk about it. Bin Laden, was this a raid to capture him or kill him? Now, just in the back of my mind, or even the forefront of my mind, I was thinking the whole time, it was like, you know what? They don't want to put him on trial. They don't want him to live. They don't want him to be a martyr. They want him dead. They want Bin Laden dead. If there was any way at all to make that happen, it was going to happen. Yesterday on the Lana Burke show, though, she was talking to one of the Fox contributors up there, Liz Wheel, and Liz said that they had a bunch of lawyers standing by in case they did capture him to be able to question him and go into that. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, yeah. Okay, let's just capture him, bring him back, and put him where? Guantanamo? Put him where? Are we sure? And then get into this? I'm sure that the orders were specific there. That if you wanted, if you're going in for on a snatch raid, if you're going in for a raid to take somebody, you go in, you know, a certain way. And if you're going in there to just take them, And take them out. It's another. Hey, let's go to the phones real quick. We've got Jim Nielsen, and then after that, we've got John. So, Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, and all your listeners.
How are you doing today?
Well, you know, still a little subdued. I had a long legislative session, so I could not get out to Igo for the ceremonies for Preston Dennis, but I did get to the Veterans Hall later in the afternoon to help celebrate that young man's life. I know his stepdad very well, Rich Mix, former sheriff of Bodoc County, and it's another tragedy, another hero that's given his life for all of us.
Yeah, yes, sir, he was. You know, it was a beautiful turnout. The North State.
Well, I'm sure it was. I'm sorry I could not get to Iga, but I heard we had the roads all lined up with folks and the motorcycle escort folks. God love those people are celebrating him. And, you know, you give him the acknowledgement he so richly deserves and comfort what you can to the family, Carl.
Right. I've been reading a lot here. It looks like there's going to be a budget here pretty soon coming out.
Well, we've been working on a roadmap without taxes for a long time, actually for years. Proposals that Republicans have been pushing along without success for the most part, they've been rejected out of hand, most of them. Some that the governor has also proposed, some cuts that the governor has proposed that have not passed, moved along. And with the extra revenue, fairly substantial extra revenue that should be announced next week with the governor's revised budget that will come out, they call it the May revision of the budget, that will be announced, could be as much as $2.6 billion just in the short run, and very much substantially more than that longer run. But what we are arguing, Carl, we can fully fund K-12 education, community colleges, CSU and UC, without any tax increases. There may will have to be some additional cuts in some of the social programs that the governor himself has proposed. We would continue to argue that some more reforms need to occur and that the size of state government needs to be reined in more. The whole point, though, is, particularly with this very substantial bump in revenue that should continue over the next year, according to the not the Republicans, but according to the legislative analysts, that there's a roadmap without this vast five, or what I would really say seven to in perpetuity, years of tax increases.
Well, you know, I see that the teachers, about two dozen teachers were arrested in a protest up there in Sacramento, at the, sitting in there.
Well, I missed that. A number of CTA members came into the office to see me, very respectful, and had very good discussions. Some came into our Reading office and met with my staff. I couldn't be with them because I was in the Capitol, but they were respectful and articulated their position, and myself and my staff gave them my position, and that is that we should fully fund K-12 and that we can do that without tax increases.
Okay. Jim, how long can we have? We've only got like a minute left here before we go into our hard break. Are we going to be able to hold you here for a little bit and talk to you some more?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because we have some questions on here about the feds and sanctuary cities, and we've got some other phone calls too.
I'll stand by.
All right. We got how much more time here? About 30 seconds. Jim, are you on your way? Sounds like you're on the road here.
I'm going to be in my Reading office in 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good. So we'll take this break, and when we come back, we'll get back to you on that. We've also got other people on the line. We've got a bunch of questions here on the chat room. John, we'll get to you as soon as we can after we conclude this conversation with Solomon Nielsen. But we do want to talk about Stillwater, because we've got time for that in the show. So we'll be doing that. This is Carl and Linda Bott, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Questions regarding the whereabouts of Muammar Gaddafi. Italy's Foreign Minister Franco Frattini says the Libyan leader has probably fled Tripoli but may still be hiding in the country. Gaddafi was seen on Libyan television yesterday, purportedly at a Libyan hotel. Trying to find out what has made Osama bin Laden tick, a source tells Fox News that the U.S. government has questioned bin Laden's three widows. But how helpful will their information be?
The women can provide the mechanics of how the compound operated and who came and went, as well as bin Laden's state of mind. But the documents and the computer hardware, according to U.S. officials, are far more important.
Fox's Catherine Herridge in Washington. Longtime Senator Herb Kohl of Wisconsin is not running for re-election next year. A Democratic official telling Fox News the 76-year-old Kohl will make the announcement today, and the Associated Press is reporting U.S. Middle East envoy George Mitchell plans to resign. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2011 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 25th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a special gift in their goodie bags at the door. And shoppers save an additional 15% with your Macy's card. Visit over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize draw for three Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. Vendors include Accent Care, Transition Senior Placement, Kirkwood Assisted Living, California Telephone Access Program, AARP, Reading Acupuncture, and State Farm with Scott Schumacher. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory Equipment, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. The 2011 Spring Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 25th at 8 a.m. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipe down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up.
Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at NOVB.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Discounts for veterans, great haircuts, DC Tim and a man in black. My friends, this is man's last stronghold. Go on down there, get a great haircut, great conversation. Our guest on the phone is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. We've got other, you know, we're going to be, we've got him for a few more minutes, but we appreciate the phone call, Jim.
Well, it's a good fight. We like to keep the folks informed, and I think this is good news that the state budget revenue picture has improved slightly, and it's far from being out of the woods, and the long term has got to be handled, but there's hope on the horizon.
Well, you know, the state licensing fees, I think they sunset in June. And with that is, I don't know if that means that the money stops in June or if that stops sometime next year. But that has a severe impact on our law enforcement, doesn't it?
Well, it doesn't have to, and that's our fundamental point. The law enforcement funding 2 years ago was linked to the VLF, and that was supposed to be a secured source, but law enforcement suffered because with the economy, people quit buying cars, and so those revenues declined. Historically, that law enforcement funding has been a general fund priority, and I just had a bill that was held in committee last week that would fund that fully out of the state general fund. I think our argument now, with this additional revenue, that's easily done, the full funding for the law enforcement, with the rejection of the governor's dangerous public safety realignment plan, and with these extra revenues, we can also fund education. So there's a little bit of hope here for the moment.
Well, let's hope so. The you don't and let's go to that the turning loose of prisoners one more time. Brown says he will not turn the prisoners loose back onto the counties unless he gives us money to take care of them. Is that
and that's
what do you think about that?
Well, we must not give him the money to do that. That realignment must be repealed. We can fund our public, even if we fund law enforcement and put, by this time next year, 28,000 inmates and parolees out in our communities, unsupervised, with very limited resources and limited consequences for their continued criminality. Well, that influx of additional criminals, and Tom Baseko and I were just talking about it again yesterday up here at the service. It's chaos. You cannot do that. In 2 years, a year and a half from now, 106,000. There will be not ever enough money for law enforcement to be able to handle that, nor our courts to process it, because most of the burden for all of this will now fall on our local courts instead of the parole board, the state of California.
Well, we had Chief Hansen in here yesterday, Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen, and, you know, this catch and release program that we've had to do because we don't have enough room in the jails is, and then people not showing up for court, so then you have to go out and they don't appear, so you have to rearrest them, and then they get turned around again. I mean, this is getting to be a ridiculous point.
It is absolutely ridiculous, and that's based on just the current levels of problem children that we have out in our communities. You add to that these mass numbers, Carl, it's not going to be a pretty picture. Law enforcement cannot handle it. So my point is we've got to stop the realignment and then fund from the general fund, as we always have, except for the last 2 or 3 years, the law enforcement community from the general fund.
Okay, I know you've got other places to be to today, Suleiman, but here's, I've got to ask this question about, is anything being mentioned
on the legal problem that we have, besides giving them full access to scholarships?
Well, no, that's kind of the been debating that over the last 2 weeks, Carl. Yes, the children of those here illegally are going to be, per this legislation, gaining benefits that those born here in the United States and who are legal citizens will not enjoy. That's just not fair. That's not okay. And it's not consistent with what I think the people of the United States of America want, nor the people of the state of California. So as far as controlling that, it's actually going the other way. The pressure in Sacramento is to grant more benefits to this population who are illegally here. You know, folks want to be here, then come here on a proper visa, and if you want to stay here, get on the naturalization track and become citizens of this wonderful country.
Okay, last question. High-speed trains.
I call it high-cost trains. I think it's starting to derail. I think the public are finally getting the vast cost and the limited number of people in the history of California that will ever be served by this so-called speed rail. The ledge analyst has been very critical of it. Auditors have been very critical of it. And I think it's starting to, fortunately, wobble off track. And frankly, it means absolutely nothing to Northern California. But I argue it really doesn't mean much to the rest of California either. What we really need is to invest some money in water storage and supplies of water. That will serve our generations. Our great-grandchildren will benefit from water supplies here to ensure a future for the state of California. But speed rail means almost nothing.
Okay. All right. Hey, our surprise calling guest has been Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, and I'm working with your people to get you on for a full hour here, Assemblyman. And
do so, and we wish you all a happy weekend up here.
Well, you know, you too, and I know we're going to see you next week for the pancake breakfast and the rodeo weekend.
You bet you will. I'll be wearing my old farming duds. Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot, and have a good weekend. We got to take
you.
A break.
Bye-bye.
Here. We got to take a break here. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, 8:41 in the morning. It's 59 degrees on Friday the 13th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Join us in celebrating 18 amazing years at Wind River Casino and play the amazing Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer. Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. If you don't have a River Club card, don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. Ask about double and triple entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at the weekly drawings and the big giveaway on Tuesday, May 31st, where you can pull away your very own 2011 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer. For more information on Wind River's amazing Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer from Harrison's Marine and RV in Redding. It's better on the river.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the Round Table, and get peace of mind today for less.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, 8:45 in the morning. Friday the 13th, and we're running around here watching that receiver flash. We're going to do a little work on that afterwards, so it's no problem. 59 degrees. It's going to be a great day today. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo. In fact, you enjoy it today and probably tomorrow because, you know, Saturday night I think it's going to start raining a little bit. Shouldn't keep you out from coming at 5:30 to Anderson VFW and for that fundraiser, 27 people singing, orchestra. You've got Linda will be sharing the stage with Joe Catania. They're going to be singing, and there'll be a lot of patriotic songs, and it only costs $10 to get there, and it raises money for the artwork over there at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, no taxpayer dollars are being used in that. No taxpayer dollars are being used. We said we'd talk a little bit more about Stillwater. There were some real questions on here. John had called and has made some comments, too, in the chat room, is about Stillwater. You know, the thing about Stillwater is that it's been millions. And then we kind of felt like maybe we're starting to turn the corner there when the Southern Aluminum Finishing Company had shown some interest. And Southwest Paper now has been showing an interest in, you know, gosh, now it's been months. Some people don't like the idea of a paper company here, but, you know, this company will hire people. It's going to be making paper products, and they're going to be producing several types of paper products and employ several hundred people. Now, the question is come up with some people, is that the people that are putting this on, do they know what they're doing? Well, yeah, I don't know if they know what they're doing. Some of our people out there have made statements is that they don't know what they're doing. This is something they've never done before, and that this would be a problem, a huge problem for the citizens here. I'm not sure, and I tell you, I'm ambivalent about it because if we're talking about smell or we're talking about discharge of water or we're talking about things like that, I think California pretty much has turned a corner on letting anybody come in here and do anything that would be harmful to the environment or anything else, including, you know, make a profit. However, I'm not that versed in it. Plus, Stillwater still needs to make money. Stillwater, something needs to happen at Stillwater, my friends. We've spent millions and millions of dollars, and we've got, I think the Hawes is out there is grazing cattle on Stillwater as they walk down those beautiful streets and use the swimming pools out there no, they don't have swimming pools, but they're using it for grazing property. So probably something should do that. You know, the free land deal, I've got no problem with that. If you were screaming about that, if it gets the first one out there and gets something started, you know, let's make it up in taxes and all that. You know, the idea, however, that just not to do anything. Why can't we get people up here? What is the problem? Somebody maybe needs, if you want to have a group of people that sits there and says, why can't we get business up here? Well, I have a feeling, my friends, is that part of it, or a lot of it, we can't do anything about. When the Chief Executive magazine comes out and says that California is the worst place to do business in the United States, I mean, that kind of puts a little kibosh on, hey, come on out to the North State. It's beautiful. We have Lake Shasta. We have Mount Shasta. We have onerous taxes in the government in your knickers every time you turn around. Oh, did we mention that part? Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. And when we do, we're going to come back and finish our last segment. Getting ready for the weekend. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This is the home of Free Fire Radio.
Last call for the hottest deal at the coolest place in Reading.
Last call to purchase your early bird season passes on sale now for summertime fun at Waterworks Park.
Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and up to 50% off the special event prices when you purchase your early bird season pass on sale now for only $44.95.
Sale ends Sunday, May 15th.
Get wet, get away. There's something here for everyone. Relax, enjoy the day, or you can take on the whitewater fun.
Last call. Sale ends Sunday, May 15th. Order by phone, order online at waterworkspark.com, or slide by the park and order in person.
Waterworks Park, the coolest place in Reading.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Harrison's Marine and RV is your vacation specialist. The campgrounds are open. The lakes are full. It's time you got out and enjoyed our local attractions. Don't go away on vacation. At Harrison's Marine and RV, they're inviting you to stay and play with great savings on top-name boat and RV brands. Harrison's Marine and RV offers a large selection of travel trailers, toy haulers, and fifth wheels by top manufacturers. And pontoon, ski, and family boats. It's time to plan your summer. And with the savings right now at Harrison's Marine and RV, there's no reason to wait, especially deals like this. A brand new 20-foot Bennington pontoon boat, only $199 per month on approved credit. Or a 21-foot travel trailer from Wildwood for only $189 per month on approved credit. Save today, vacation all year. And even with the cost of fuel, RVing and boating are up to 61% less than other vacations. Harrison's Marine and RV, your vacation specialist, I-5 and Oasis. Stay and play with Harrison's Marine and RV.
Well, I won't back.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Friday the 13th, 8:52 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, making sure that air conditioning actually works this summer. It's going to be a great weekend. I hope everybody's enjoying themselves. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Saw Joe and Shelley yesterday at the funeral for Sergeant Dennis, and they are great Americans. They support our community. They support our veterans. They have a great business there at Tobacco and Brew with Espresso Joe's and finest walk-in humidor in the state. I can't say enough about them. They are just really good American people. And they take, you know what? They care about our community and the people in our community. That's, you know, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. John, you are on the air.
I am.
Sorry, John.
Heavens to
pitch. The surprise calls me, Assemblyman.
Listen, yeah. I got a couple things to talk about. But before we get to Stillwater, I would like to say something about the Bin Laden operation.
Sure.
First of all, Robert Gates this morning said he was very concerned that there are threats against the SEALs and their family who participated in it. And I'm concerned about that, and I'm wishing them the best, and I just wanted to put that out there. But as a side note to all of this, I wanted to point out that since May 1st, all of the posturing of Gaddafi has ceased. He's gone into hiding, and he's nowhere to be seen or found. And it is directly a result of him realizing how vulnerable he is as well. Because he's a target as much as Bin Laden was.
And you think so?
He's suddenly not in the picture anymore. He's hidden.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what? Here's the thing. There's a difference between going after Bin Laden and going after the head of state. You know, even if people are in revolt, not all the people are in revolt against him. And there's a fight going on. We don't like Gaddafi. You know, I mean, I don't agree with that one. Only because he has stayed quiet, and you're right. And but
he's
they've been
as much a terrorist as Bin Laden was.
Yes, but yeah, but
I mean, look at the plane that went down in Lockerbie.
Yes, that's true.
I could go on and on and on.
But
about
since then, you know, I think Obama sent emissaries to him. He's paid the people off. He tried to make amends. I'm not saying he's not. I'm not saying he's a good guy. I'm not even saying that he shouldn't be taken down. Probably should be. But I'm just not sure he's a target.
Well, he's taken out his own people as much as Saddam did. So.
What about the Syrian, though? What about Assad over there?
Oh, we could go through the whole list of them. They're all dictators and tyrants, and they're all terrorists.
But we aren't saying anything about Syria. What's going on with that?
Well, there's a whole bunch of things that have been done about Syria in the past, behind the scenes, and they are saying some things about it. But what's happening is the Syrian head of state, the prince and king there, both of them, have made concessions to the UN about what they're willing to do and change in regards to their own population and not being proactive against their own citizens, which is not what Gaddafi is doing. He's taking them out as fast as he can.
Okay. All right.
But anyway, regardless, let's go on to Stillwater.
Okay. That's what you're talking about.
You know, I'm going to respond to something that you were just talking about, you know, the fact that Stillwater almost did something with the aluminum company and there's this and that, and we need them to do something. Desperation is a terrible motivator for taking any type of business action. I mean, initially, my opinion only, the city never should have become property developers to begin with. It's not the responsibility of city government to become property developers. It actually puts them in competition with businesses within their own city. And this thing was poorly formed. Now, in regards to the plant that's being proposed to go in there, this paper processing plant, I'm not going to get into the health issues or the concerns about the smell or anything else. I'm not even qualified to begin to look into that. But anybody who wants to do some research online, to do some Googling about L. Sugarman, the man who is the head of this company that's proposing to come in there, will find out that this is not the first time he's done this. You say he's inexperienced. He's inexperienced. His family's been in the paper business since 1906. His father was there and his brothers. They went bankrupt three different times. He has defaulted on loans that he got that were backed by his previous paper companies. And this is nothing I'm saying out of hand. It's online. It's posted. It's record. There's no way to get away from it. He can take these incentives that he's getting from the city and use them as collateral to get loans to pursue this thing. At any point, he can pull the plug on it, and we take the bad ride, the city does, and the city being us, the people. There is not an adequate vetting process going on by the city before they're directing council to get into bed with these people. I think that the city council, this again is this city charter thing, if they had the time to research instead of just taking the recommendations of staff that's been infected by this thing, and I said infected, not affected,
right,
we would have a whole different process coming about. We need to have these people investigated. Record Searchlight investigate them.
Oh, I agree. We need to do that. We can't just give it to people. It's like just a small analogy. People walk in here and want to have a radio show. Here they've got to outline everything they do. They've got to come on the air. We'll run practice shows for them just to see.
You're going to find out who they are.
Yeah, and as soon as you do that, people realize, some people realize that, hey, I shouldn't be doing this. Other people sign right up and we put them on the air because they're good and they've got a good idea. But I agree with you. We should not be desperate to do it.
Right.
This South, the paper company has been, I mean, this has been going on for what, a year?
Yep.
And I know since it first came up that you have been banging the drum saying, is anybody looking at these guys? But it's good. Somebody needs to look and say, is this the best way to go down the line? What if they do default? What happens if now we've got, you know, a mess and we're owed $10 million and they've walked away? I'm going to give you last word here because we only got like a minute left.
All I'm going to say is I had personal conversations with Sugarman. He's not on the up and up. This whole situation is bad news for Reading and needs to be vetted. The city council needs to do due diligence on this whole process and not let it just go forward out of desperation to put somebody into Sillwater.
Okay. John,
that's it.
Good statement. Have a great weekend. Glad
you're too.
Back.
Take care, my friend.
Okay. All right. Now, next week we're going to have Mercy Hospital on. The budget's going to be released. We've got Senator Lamoff on Tuesday. We've got Tom Basinko on Wednesday. We got a big week next week, my friends. I want everybody to have a great weekend, too. Linda will be back with me Monday. Now, come out and join us at the VFW in Anderson tomorrow at 5:30. Linda will be singing out there, and we're raising money for the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Well, which are you?